USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Senate in session on Thursday, and Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell says the Biden administration is refusing to admit our southern border is still in crisis.
Now Democrats cannot get control of the crisis that they have stoked. The vice president, supposedly the point person to fix illegal immigration, has yet to even visit the southern border.
McConnell also saying the Biden administration is trying to brag about the number of unaccompanied illegal immigrant migrant children going down. More companies are saying it's okay to shop without a mask. Kroger and Walgreens are the latest to drop their mask mandates, and it's for guests who are fully vaccinated against the coronavirus to coincide with the CDC's updated guidelines. Other stores where you can ditch your masks include Costco, CVS, Kohl's, Sam's Club, and Walmart. This is USA Radio News.
Recently, President Trump was talking about the big news networks, and here's what he said.
We have others that come along, and they're doing well, and Newsmax has been really good, and, you know, others are coming along.
Many Americans agree. Newsmax TV is really good. Nielsen says more than 30 million Americans watch Newsmax. You should, too. And find hit shows with Greg Kelly, Grant Stitchfield, Sean Spicer, and Lindsay Keith. Tune in tonight for Newsmax's newest show with Steve Cortez. It's called Cortez and Pellegrino. Newsmax is on all major cable systems. If you don't get it, call your cable system. Tell them you want Newsmax, or you can switch. Plus, get Newsmax free on most smart TVs and OTT devices like Roku, Pluto, Zumo, and Amazon Fire. Millions have already downloaded the free Newsmax app on their smartphones. So start watching America's fastest growing cable news channel, because Newsmax is real news for real people.
As reports of a ceasefire emerge, a poll showed the majority of Israelis want the current operation against the Palestinian terrorist group Hamas to continue. According to the survey cited by Israel's Channel 12 News, 72% believe the so-called Operation Guardian of Walls should not end until deterrence is established. Meanwhile, Republican Congressman from Texas, Chip Roy, says the United States needs to stand with Israel.
We must make clear our commitment to support any Israeli request for resupply of precision-guided munitions and expedite any pending sales or transfers that might be of assistance, instead of equivocating. The president should not be listening to the musings of our House colleagues that are effectively in the Hamas squad, and that's what we see here in the House of Representatives.
Millions of people across southeast Texas and parts of Louisiana are living under a flash flood watch after torrential rains blasted the region. The weather deadly in Louisiana, where at least four people have died this week, and some neighborhoods look like lakes. USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The administration is still dealing with a lot of confusion over last week's new CDC guidance regarding mask mandates.
Americans have been adjusting to new guidelines for mask wearing released last week by the CDC. The new guidance allows for people who are fully vaccinated not to have to wear masks indoors, except for in crowded areas. But the sudden shift caused confusion for businesses trying to reopen and recover from the effects of the pandemic. Dr. Anthony Fauci says the confusion is not their fault. The chief White House medical advisor tells CNN that some of the confusion is coming from establishments trying to figure out how best to follow the new guidelines.
So what the establishment owners, several of them have said, you know, the CDC recommendations were fine, that people who are fully vaccinated don't have to wear masks indoor, but since I don't know who's vaccinated or not, if you come into my establishment, you still have to wear a mask. So where the confusion is that the people are saying, wait a minute, some people are saying you don't have to wear masks when you're vaccinated, and now you're telling me when I go into an establishment, I have to wear a mask.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Planned Parenthood has filed a lawsuit against the city of Lubbock, Texas, after it declared itself a sanctuary city for the unborn. Planned Parenthood, which performs the most abortions in the country, cited the 14th Amendment as the reason the city couldn't pass the ordinance against abortion. The city announcing they will vigorously defend their ordinance and look forward to defending it in court. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.